Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Evam pravartitam chakram.
Evam pravartitam chakram.
Nanu vartayati hayoha.
Nanu vartayati hayoha.
Aghayur indriya ramo.
Aghayur indriya ramo.
Mogam partha sajivati.
Mogam partha sajivati.
Evam pravartitam chakram.
Evam pravartitam chakram.
Nanu vartayati ayaha.
Nanu vartayati ayaha.
Agayur indriya ramo.
Agayur indriya ramo.
Mogam partha sajivati.
Mogam partha sajivati.
Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
Thus.
Pravartita.
Pravartita.
Established by the Vedas.
Established by the Vedas.
Chakra.
Chakra.
Cycle.
Cycle.
Na.
Na.
Does not.
Does not.
Anuvartayati.
Anuvartayati.
Adopt.
Adopt.
Iha.
Iha.
In this life.
In this life.
Yaha.
Yaha.
One who.
One who.
Agayuhu.
Agayuhu.
Whose life is full of sins.
Whose life is full of sins.
Indriya Aramaha.
Indriya Aramaha.
Satisfied in sense gratification.
Satisfied in sense gratification.
Mogam.
Mogam.
Uselessly.
Uselessly.
Partha.
Partha.
O son of Prita.
O son of Prita.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Saha.
Saha.
He. Jivati.
Jivati.
Lives.
Lives.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Arjuna, one who does not follow in human life the cycle of sacrifice, thus established by the Vedas, certainly leads a life full of sin. Living only for the satisfaction of the senses, such a person lives in vain. Purport. The mammonist philosophy of work very hard and enjoy sense gratification is condemned herein by the Lord. Therefore, for those who want to enjoy this material world, the above-mentioned cycle of performing yajñas is absolutely necessary. One who does not follow such regulations is living a very risky life, being condemned more and more by nature's law. This human form of life is specifically meant for self-realization in either of the three ways, namely karma yoga, jnana yoga, or bhakti yoga. There is no necessity of rigidly following the performances of the prescribed yajñas. For the transcendentalists, who are above vice and virtue, but those who are engaged in sense gratification require purification by the above-mentioned cycle of yajna performances. There are different kinds of activities. Those who are not Krishna conscious are certainly engaged in sensory consciousness. Therefore, they need to execute pious work. The yajna system is planned in such a way that sensory conscious persons may satisfy their desires without becoming entangled in the reaction of sense gratificatory work. The prosperity of the world depends not on our own efforts, but on the background arrangement of the Supreme Lord, directly carried out by the demigods. Therefore, the yajñas are directly aimed at the particular demigods mentioned in the Vedas. Indirectly, it is the practice of Krishna consciousness. Because when one masters the performance of yajñas, one is sure to become Krishna conscious. But if by performing yajñas, one does not become Krishna conscious, such principles are counted only as moral codes. One should not therefore limit his progress only to the point of moral codes, but should transcend them to attain Krishna consciousness. Krishna is making a statement here that those who do not perform sacrifices by the instruction of the Vedas, he's condemning them. They're living uselessly. There's no good purpose in their even being alive, which is quite a condemnation. To say that someone is doing bad and should be corrected is serious enough. You know, he's a criminal. He should be arrested and put in jail. But to say to someone is so useless that he might as well not be alive, that's quite a more serious condemnation. Even than to say that he's bad or he's doing wrong or he's evil-minded. Krishna's saying that they're totally useless. They have no reason to even live. And for what? For what crime? Simply for neglecting or failing to engage in sacrifice according to the directions of the Vedas. Just like a person is a criminal for doing the forbidden thing in knowledge or in ignorance. Homicide, killing a man accidentally, is not as serious as meditated or intentional homicide, but it is still a serious crime. You may not get put in jail for the rest of your life, but you may spend 40 years in jail, depending. It's also a serious crime. So Krishna considers it a very serious crime to be outside the Vedic system. This is what we call antiyajna. This is what it really means. It's not a matter of birth, although it's called antiyajna. But more important than the birth from your parents, the birth in a certain family or community, is your spiritual birth of samskara and initiation into the actual sadhana of spiritual development. In the case of Vedic brahmanas, they have to be initiated into sacrifice, trained up, and initiated into the performance of sacrifice. In the case of others, like a king, he's not authorized to perform the sacrifice, but one who sponsors the sacrifice, he may be a kshatriya or a vaishya. He becomes the yajamana, the sacrificer. I think in Kannada, yajamana means household, head of a household. But the proper meaning of it in Sanskrit is one who is the actual performer, the actual sponsor of the sacrifice, on whose behalf it's being done. The yajamana, he may not be the priest, he may not be qualified to be a priest. And even a brahmana may engage other brahmanas to do sacrifice for him. But the person who engages the sacrifice to fulfill his desires, that is his sankalpa, his desires that are meant to be fulfilled by the sacrifice, he's the yajamana. And the yajamana is initiated for the sacrifice. It's a temporary initiation. He's given a danda and a deer skin and a buffalo horn. In the soma sacrifice, the yajamana must stay pure. He cannot speak mundane language, or there must be a special formula. He must say some special words before he speaks anything that's not pure Sanskrit. And he can't scratch himself with his fingernails. Then he's impure. So he has a buffalo horn.
Like this?
Yes. He has a buffalo horn. If he's itching too much, he can scratch himself with the buffalo horn. So he's equipped. initiated. Although he may not be Brahmana, but he's the Yajaman. Yeah, for the sacrifice. This is particular. There's three births. Birth from the father and mother, birth by Upanayanam, and birth by the Brahmana being born by being given authority to perform sacrifices. And then there's temporary initiation for being the Yajaman or the sponsor of a sacrifice. You relinquish it when you take the bath at the end. People who do not engage in that system are not only Shudras, because Shudras also participate. They may not be the sponsors, but the carpenters and the potters who help produce the items for the sacrifice, and they may sit in the audience. So Shudra is also involved, but Antyajas, they're outside the system. But it's not really because of birth, because of fault of who your parents are. The fault is lack of training and lack of entrance into any sadhana. In the Vedic system, the sadhana is performance of sacrifice. In more modern system, there is other sadhanas, bhakti sadhana and so on. Jnana sadhana, yoga sadhana, these systems are also eternal. They're also yajñas in their own way. One who does not perform any yajña, who is totally outside the control of Vedic authority, his life is condemned, is considered useless. But why not perform the most sublime sacrifice? Why shouldn't everybody be loving servants of the Supreme Lord? Why not just promote pure devotional service? Why should we have all this ritualism? And sacrifice is meant for the fulfillment of material desires in the Karmakanda section of Vedic performance. As Prabhupada explains in the purport, because most people are full of material desires. Therefore, they're not very interested in God or in God's service. They will not, unless you give them something else, have anything auspicious in their life, just a life full of material desire. And if they don't perform any sacrifice, then their lives are totally useless. So therefore, the system is provided, Karmakanda system, to give them some means at least of gradual purification. By performing the Vedic sacrifices, one has to develop respect for the Vedas, for the Brahmanas, for the Rishis who gave this knowledge. So that is a step forward. When one develops respect for these elevated authorities, then he can become purified by their blessings. And Prabhupada says, when one masters the performance of yajñas, one is sure to become Krishna conscious. If you actually carry the system to its conclusion, then you can become Krishna conscious. Normally, you go through the intermediate stage of jnana, abstract knowledge, impersonal knowledge, as taught largely in the Upanishads. Pariksha lokan karmachitan brahmano nirvedamayat brahmano nastya kritak kritena. After performing all Vedic sacrifices, one finally sees, just like you want to eat meat, but you also want not to go to violate the orders of the Vedas. So you perform a sacrifice, you chant mantra into the ear of the animal you will kill, that I am killing you now. You have the right to kill me in the next life.
mamsakariti iti mamsaha. Mamsa means mamsakariti kadishyati. He's going to eat me. A person whose intelligence will think, this is so difficult and risky. I have to go through all this difficult ritual. I'm only allowed to do it on the new moon night once a month. You know, only allowed to do it, if you want to do it legally, once a month on the new moon day. And then I have to promise the goat I'm cutting the neck of that he can come and cut my neck later on in the next life. Is this a good deal? Is it worth it to get some goat meat? To take so much trouble and such risk? So if he's smart, he'll realize, better forget it. In general, a person who has performed all these rituals discovers that all the lokas, all the future worlds that can be attained by the punya generated by yajna are temporary and limited. All the benefits of this karmakanda. Nirveda mayat. So if he's brahmana, if he has some broad intelligence, brahmana not necessarily by birth, but brahmana by brains, broad intelligence, then he will lose his interest to say, what am I doing this for? It's so much trouble and the benefit is temporary and limited. Nirveda mayat. Nasti yat kritak kritena. The real perfection is to be found in this, in the eternal kingdom of the spiritual world, where nothing is created. And these sacrifices are just material performances. How can I achieve the uncreated by means of the created? Cannot be done. You cannot achieve a spiritual goal by material means. What is the rest? Tadvigyan artam. Sagaruma evabhigacchet samitpani shrotriyam brahmanishtam. This second half of the verse Prabhupada quotes very often. Therefore, to discover how you can reach the infallible supreme, you should approach someone with transcendental knowledge, a real spiritual master, and approach him humbly, holding firewood in your hand, meaning that you're ready to serve humbly. A guru who is steeped in knowledge of the Shastra, of the Vedas, Shrotriyam, and Brahmanishtam, who has personal devotion for the Supreme. To get Gyanam. And we understand the Gyana is only a stepping stone to bhakti. Through Gyana you can realize the impersonal aspect of the Supreme and you can get liberation from birth.